He stops directly behind me, his powerful torso inches from my back. A tan, muscular arm reaches around my small frame toward my hard cock. His middle finger extends, the tip gently pressing against the base of my dick before tenderly running it up toward the head. The soft, smooth pad of his finger traces the bloated vein on the underside, sending an erotic shiver up my spine.
Mmm, please.
An uncontrolled, shameful moan leaves my lips, begging him to continue. As if a gag has been removed, I finally find myself able to speak. Whatever paralyzing magic he's exercising, he has at least granted me the ability of speech. He moves in closer, pressing his broad torso against my petite back. His firm nipples lightly graze against my shoulder blades, teasing my soft skin as he continues lovingly running his fingertip along my cock. Up, down, up, down. The rhythmic, deliberate pace puts my mind in a fog. I can speak, but I'm at a loss for words. What's happening to me? What is this?
The rumors are true. You are as beautiful as they say.
He speaks, his voice sending masculine vibrations into my back.
Mmph!
A strained, aroused noise is all I can muster. I want him to release his magical hold on my body. Not so that I can escape, but so that I can lean back into his powerful arms. I want this. I want to belong to this exotic stranger.
My name is Soren.
His voice drips into my ears like thick, delicious nectar.
Does this please you?
Yes. My voice is quiet as I breathe heavily, chest quickly rising and falling as he continues tempting my stiff penis.
The Prince of Balthia. I am the Emperor of Sa'ar.
His mouth is inches from my ear. His moist breath swirls against my skin.
I am here to make an alliance. Do you wish to enter a sacred bond?
Please! Yes! The words blurt out, my frenzied mind unable to give any other answer. Anything he offers, I will accept. But wait, what am I saying? I feel a pang of horror and lucidity. I have sat through enough of my tutor's lessons to know that Sa'ar has no emperor. A powerful city-state deep in the southern desert. It's ruled by a loose council of oligarchs. But does that even matter? With each stroke his soft fingertip makes against my swollen penis, his words feel more and more right. Why would I ever question someone as perfect as this athletic young man? I again relax, allowing him to continue toying with my body.
Good. Allow me to gaze into your mind. Allow me to know you.
The paralysis relinquishes its grip as I stagger back, swaying slightly as his powerful, muscular arms wrap around me. I feel his shredded forearms and lean biceps flex as he moves a hand up and grips my neck. He angles my face up toward his, those glowing, wolf-like eyes inches from mine. He grins like a beast with fangs bared before moving in for a swift kiss. The sensation is surreal. His long, wet tongue slithers into my hungry mouth. Our faces entwine as his taste overpowers my senses. A musky, heady flavor, I greedily lap it up as his kiss deepens. I can't get enough of him into me. This is my first kiss, and it's feverish and filthy. I don't understand what's happening to me, but I can't resist him. I want this so bad. He breaks away abruptly, much to my disappointment. My face is slick with sloppy, spilled saliva as I desperately look up into his eyes, the expression on my face begging him to resume. His appearance has changed, however. Gone is that ravenous, bestial hunger. Instead, something softer has taken its place. A look of kindness?
Fascinating. A human such as you is truly rare.
What do you mean?
I have seen your deepest desire. A love so pure, it would be a shame to take it from you.
His long fingers carefully stroke my neck as he speaks.
I'm a hopeless romantic, something I'm often criticized for.
I don't understand. I feel locked into a dreamlike trance as I look into Soren's beautiful eyes and inhale his fragrant, sweaty scent.
It matters not. We are not meant to be bound together. Your love belongs to another, and I shall help you.
He releases me from his iron grip. My skinny, fatigued body collapses, sliding down his hard frame, resting on my knees at his feet. The purple smoke floats over my legs as I turn and look up toward his handsome face. Confused and dazed, I simply desire his continued touch.
Look at it.
Somehow, I instinctively know what he means. My vision lowers, tracing down his sun-baked, tapered physique toward the pure white silk pants he wears. I see it. Heavy and powerful, the clear outline of a semi-erect cock can be seen bulging from the thin fabric. This is no ordinary penis. In its partially flaccid state, it already runs the length of half my forearm. No mere mortal could possess a cock this beautiful. This is the phallus of a god. I begin to salivate, a lifetime of unacknowledged desire bubbling up. Enraptured by his monstrous penis, I don't wait for him to utter another command. I know what he wants me to do. Reaching out, my fingertips dip into the waistband of his pants. His dark skin is hot as fire against my pampered, noble flesh. Slowly, with the admiration and respect this flawless being deserves, I lower his clothing. His hung dick slips free of its prison easily, swaying with a hypnotic rhythm as the pants fall to his ankles. The girth is unnaturally full, the length almost sadistically extreme. I stare in awe as it inflates before my eyes, each beat of his heart forcing more blood into the erection. I reach out to touch the delicate skin.
Don't touch it.
Soren's order is seductive. I want to obey him.
And don't touch your cock, only look.
I kneel at the feet of my master, the Prince of Balthia, now fully submissive. The longer I stare at his cock, the weaker I become. With each passing second, I feel a building desire to give him all power I possess.